Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. Thanks for joining me. It's Wednesday, August 11th, and it is 10 o'clock live in the city. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. It is now 10:01 here in Tampa. It's 10:01 in Baltimore, where the group Drew Hill is coming from tonight, I believe. It's 10 o'clock in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where my special Deja just celebrated a birthday, 15th birthday. Happy birthday, Deja. Hang out with me tonight. Folks, you're already calling in because you know who's hanging out with me tonight. Jump on the lines, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tonight, we're talking about staging the best personal or professional comeback ever. How do you do it? Hey, the economy has dealt many folks across the country a bad hand, right? Just know, nothing lasts always. It's time to dust yourself off, prepare to rebound, and we're going to talk about how to stage the best professional or personal comeback ever with our special guest, Drew Hill. I'm T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. You are live. This is How Deep Is Your Love. Jump on the lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We got Drew Hill tonight.
Yeah.
When you call me baby, but this ain't like baby, baby. But you've been seeing another chico. And baby, you know that he can't go down like me. You know that the nigga can't freak like me. Mommy, tell me one little thing. How deep is your love for me? I see the way you wiggle, the way you move your body. You can't make it get wetter than me, but I bet you keep telling you he's better than me. Ooh, you know that he can't go down like me. You know that he ain't no free like me. So baby, tell me one little thing.
How deep, how deep, how deep is it?
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight, we're talking about how to stage the best personal or professional comeback ever. I'm your host, your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman, and we all know the economy is busted right now. It's dealt us all, most of us anyway, a pretty bad hand financially. You know, how do we rebound and reposition ourselves to take control once again? Well, tonight we got multi-platinum recording artist Drew Hill hanging out with us tonight. They will be up shortly. Stand by, folks. We appreciate the fact that you're showing so much love, but we really want you listening to what we're talking about. Got my co-host tonight coming out of Delaware, as always, ready to get it in. Good evening, Miss Toya.
Hola, Mr. Hyman. How are you?
Hola, senora. Hey, we're talking about staging the best personal or professional comeback tonight. And look, I think this is I thought we had the lines lit up when we had a few other celebrities on, but the lines are lit up.
I bet they
are. The lines are lit up. They're calling from all over the place. They're calling from all over the place. Folks, again, we are talking about staging the best comeback ever. We're going to be playing Drew Hill probably for the entire first hour. So all your Drew Hill fans, get ready, sit back. We got a good conversation going on. I know you see him on Keith Sweat's Platinum House. They have the new project right now. It's called In Drew Pendence Day. We got some samples we're going to play off of that record tonight. And we're going to keep it moving with all of the old Drew Hill joints, all right? We are going to try to get a few others in between these Drew Hill joints, all right? So on the other side of this joint right here, we got Drew Hill tonight talking about the best staging the best personal or professional comeback ever. This is Caliente. Hack Media, Hack Army, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Call me Jack Stop, I'm like a rock star. Had a chance to see it, and which guys coming back and everything, and it'd be, you know, a good opportunity for people to really understand who everybody is in the group. So, you know, we kicked the idea around for a while, and then he called us one day and said, hey, all right, come on down, we're going to shoot the show. And the rest is television history.
No doubt. No doubt. Yo, who's in the iPods right now? Who's in Nokia's iPod? Who's in Cisco, Teo, Jazz's iPod right now? Who y'all listening to?
Oh, man.
Let me go first, since I only got two. This Teo, and I got J Moss and Black Angel Down in my iPod.
All right.
Yeah, that's Nokia thing. I got Black Angel Down in my iPod. That's about it.
All right.
I got Drew Hill in my iPod.
You got that new yep. Independence Day in the iPod. That's what's cracking.
Yes sir, yes sir. This jazz. I got all my independent joints on my iPod. I got the new Drew album on the iPod. A lot of classics. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like straight old school classics. That's me. I'm the old school cat in the crew. You know what I'm saying? So my iPod crazy, yo.
That's what's cracking. You know what? Since we talking about Independence Day and Cisco got Independence Day in the iPod, let's go ahead and get into one of the tracks. Now I got like three new joints. So I'm gonna go ahead and go. Let's get into Back to the Future. This is a Back to the Future off of Independence Day. Yo, log on to www.drewhillonline.com. Check out the new record, Independence Day. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Take it back. The way, the way, yeah. this about the first time I saw ya. For months, my future flashed. Can we take it back to the future? Or is our future just the past?
That's Back to the Future, Drew Hill, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. That's a nice one. That reminds me of that old school Drew Hill.
Wow.
Yeah, that's that sound that the cats relate to. Do me a favor, turn your radio down back there. Just a little bit. Or is that just an echo? I think that might just be an echo. Hey, folks are on the line, so let me just go ahead and open it up. Area code 202, last four digits 4625. We're coming to you next. Folks, we are talking about staging the best comeback ever, personally or professionally. Sometimes we fall off. Sometimes we take a couple of steps back. But I'm a believer that sometimes you take a couple of steps back to take more steps forward. So tell me this. What brought about the Drew Hill comeback? I mean, what made you all feel like, you know, you still could be competitive in a game that's saturated with artists, hip-hop and R&B?
I mean, I think the fans, first and foremost, you know, it was kind of like the Drew signal went in there. You know, the fans let us know that, you know, they wanted us to continue on making music. So we do what we got to do. I mean, you know, it's like we've, you know, we've been able to accomplish so much in, you know, our career that, you know, it, like our fans are crazy. And I mean, like literally, like crazy. Like they go hard for us for real. So, you know, we couldn't do anything but heed to their beckoning call and, you know, come back on the scene. I mean, I think like as far as the business and, you know, competition and stuff like that, I mean, I kind of think that, you know, I mean, like you're naturally competing because, you know, that's the, you know, it's a whole lot of people doing it, but, you know, we kind of got our own lane. And I mean, through everything that we've done, even with all the years that, you know, we've been gone and, you know, with no real radio airplay, you know, we debuted number 3 independent album, number 10 R&B hip hop album, and number 30 on the Billboard 200. So, you know, we must still be.
So
doing
run
something.
Tell that.
That's right. Run tell that. Hey, fellas, say what's up to my co-host this evening. We got Toya live from Delaware. She's not too far from where you are tonight.
What's going on,
Hello.
Toya?
Hey, how y'all fellas doing tonight?
Everybody killing.
Area code 202. Last four digits 4625. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Drew Hill is with us tonight.
Hi guys, what's up? My name is Angela. What's going on?
What up?
This is Noke, right? Hi guys. How's the rest of the guys? I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan, and I just want to first of all thank you guys for coming back out for all the true Drew Hill fans like me. You hear what I'm listening to right now? That's all I listen to right now is Drew Hill today. Huh?
What's up? I said, we can hear it in the back. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's all I listen to. Besides you guys and Mike, that's all I listen to lately. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I want to thank you for doing this for the fans. Teo, welcome to the fam. I've been a Drew Hill fan for years. So welcome to the fam.
Thank you,
doing
baby.
The You're welcome.
Where you calling from, Mama? You calling from, is it D.C.?
Yeah, I'm calling from D.C. As a matter of fact, Teo, I'm mad at you. Say, y'all, I'm real mad at you. Because I went to Arundel Mills a couple weeks ago and met Noke, Jazz, and Cisco, and you weren't there yet. And I went about autographs, signed.
Well, you left too early. You moved too fast.
But I have my daughter with me, so she just turned 1, and, you know, she
well,
was
we
with
love the
me.
Babies. We love the babies. Thank
as
you for your call tonight, Mama, okay?
Okay, thank you guys. Love you guys. And keep on doing what y'all doing for the fans.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Area code 443. That looks like the hometown there. 443, last four digits, 9771. Last four digits, 9771. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Ty. Hi, Cisco. I'm calling from Baltimore,
hey,
Maryland. This
is
Ty.
Ty, baby.
Yes.
You got a question. You got a question for the fellas tonight, Mama. We talking about staging the best comeback ever.
No, I just wanted to say that I was really proud of them, and I've known Cisco for a while, and I know how much hard work that he put into, you know, getting the group established, as well as the other group members as well. Teo, welcome to the group, and I just want to let you know that on the new album, I think the album is hot, and my favorite song is number 8. Teo really puts his foot in that song. So I just wanted to say congratulations to you guys and keep doing what you do because I am a fan and I always will be one.
Appreciate you for your call tonight, Mom. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We got Nokio, Jazz, Cisco, and Teo hanging with us tonight. We're talking about staging the best personal or professional comeback ever. Folks, let me tell you something. At the end of the day, when it comes to success, right? Success is really based on, you know, your skills, talents, and your determination to never give up and to make it happen. These fellas represent stamina, all right? These folks got the determination that it takes to be successful. And I want to say this, they're doing it for themselves this go around. There's ownership amongst them this go around. Hey, fellas, tell the folks how important ownership is in this game.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what you work towards from day one. You know, it's like your music starts out your own because you create it, but, you know, with the way that the industry works, you know, you end up giving it away, kind of. So, you know, you just push your head through all of the politics and trials and the good times and the bad times to work towards the day where not only can you create the music, but you can own it. So now it's something beyond, you know, whatever publishing or songs we may write. Now we have something else that we can leave to our kids. You know what I'm saying? Like now it's like it's like graduating from college for real. And getting your master's, like this is like I said, this is just the moment that you wait for. I feel like I'm like on stage winning an award or something for real, because you know not a lot of artists get to that point. You know, a lot of artists spend a lot of years in the game, but you never get to that point where you could say this is my album and really mean it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely, folks. You can chat live right now with Drew Hill. You can click chat now on the Blog Talk Live page, guest 8108. That's Drew Hill. Chat right now live. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/Mr. TM Hyman and chat live right now with Drew Hill. They are guest 8108. You are tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. We got Jazz, Teo, Nokio, Cisco, Drew Hill. Folks, I'm going to take it back to this one right here. This is 5 Steps, and we're going to take some calls. TM Hyman Radio Live. Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, hanging out with Drew Hill. Five Steps, that's that classic. Hey, but they got
man,
a new
like
joint.
It was like a minute for each step. That song long as a month.
Yo, it was kind of long, but hey, we love it, though.
But it still touched people's hearts and souls, so that's what it's about, making real music and singing for real, and that's what Drew Hill does.
Absolutely. Tell folks where they can go pick up the new material, drop some website information, tell us how to get it.
Well,
you know, like you said earlier, you can go to www.drewhillonline.com, find out everything Drew. You know, you can get the album at, you know, all your major retailers. You can get it on iTunes. Actually, the iTunes album is different from the album in the store, so, you know, you might want to pick up both of them for real.
Yeah, you get a special treat.
Absolutely. Folks, it's a lot of folks online right now. The chat live with Drew Hill. Just click the chat now, the green button on the TM Hyman Radio Live homepage. It's a lot of people in the chat room. Don't just sit there and watch, folks. You know, ask questions, mingle a little. Don't get an opportunity to hang out with Drew Hill too often. You're getting it up close and personal. Go pick up the record. www.drewhillonline.com.
That's it.
Represent the Hill. Teo. Teo, you out there?
Yo, my bad. I had it on mute.
Teo, as the newest member,
how does it feel?
How does it feel? Because I'm telling you, I'm following you. I'm following you on the Platinum House, and yo, y'all dudes are like an interesting watch.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. But how does it really feel?
I mean, what you think? You tell me.
I'm not sure.
Of course, it's great, man. I mean, I don't look at it as I'm in a group. I just look at it, you know, coming from a big family. I just look at it as, you know, growing up in a house with my big brothers, man. And, you know, you might see a little, you know, craziness going on and arguing or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is. It's just one big family, man. And sometimes it's going to be problems and sometimes it'll be good times. But at the end of the day, when we hit that stage, that's what it is. You know what I'm talking about?
No doubt.
For sure.
No doubt. Hey, for folks who really don't know, though, Teo, I mean, I've done, you know, a little research, so I know the story. But for folks that really don't know, tell how you actually came to become a part of Drew Hill, because it's not what really people think it is.
Well, I did a contest in Baltimore at the Belvedere Hotel, which all of the group members were there judging, you know. And I competed with like 25 or 26 people, and at the end, they made the crowd, you know, choose, you know, who they wanted to or who they liked to be in the group. And I mean, they chose me. Actually, Woody's sitting right here with me right now. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that right?
Hey, that's what's good, because we were gonna ask before it's over. Where's Woody?
Woody's sitting right here, brother.
Wow.
He said, hold on, I'm put him on the phone. Hold on.
Wow. Hey.
I think I saw him on the hill the other day. I think I saw him when I watched each other play. What's up, Beavis?
Wow. Hey, folks, don't get it confused. Don't get it confused. To hell with the rumors and all of the BS that you hear about what you hear, you know, on those other stations and that reading in the papers is bullshit. Obviously, is a family like they say it is. Don't get it confused.
Oh, yeah. Hey, at the end of the day, this tale again, man. You know, a lot of people look at me as, you know, I be reading some of the stuff people be saying, and they think that I just hopped in and, you know, whatever, and it's just so dysfunctional or whatever, man. But like I said, you know, Woody, I mean, you know, me and him chill all the time. And, I mean, you know, Jazz sitting right here, me and Jazz together, me, Jazz, and Woody. You know what I'm saying? We actually practicing right now to do something tomorrow. But, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is, man. We want big, heavy family.
That's what's
y'all right down the street, man, me and Nate are hopping to come down there, man.
Now, we in Glen Burnie right now.
That's
oh,
what's good.
Oh.
Folks, you're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. T.M. Hyman Radio Live, what you hear right now is you hear Cisco on the line along with Nokio. You got Jazz on the line along with Teo, and they just introduced who you all were wondering where he was anyway. Woody is right there with Jazz and Teo. We got Drew Hill hanging out with us tonight, folks. We're talking about staging the best personal or professional comeback ever. Don't sleep on my dudes right now, all right? I need you to log on, www.drewhillonline.com. Pick up the damn record. Pick it up. You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Hey, I'm going to open up the lines. Area code 978. Last four digits, 5027. You got Drew Hill on the line. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Samuel. I'm calling from the Boston area. I just want to say the album is dope, and when are you going to come to Boston?
The album is dope, I mean, and where you coming to, was that Boston? Because that's a thick
yeah, thing. Boston.
Word. All right, when you going to Boston, Drew Hill?
As soon as they send the check.
Hey. Hey. soon as we can book a date, hey, I'll say this. My dude, I don't know about Boston, but I'm working with management right now to try to actually pull together a few Drew Hill shows. So I might not be able to come all the way up to Boston, but I might be able to bring it like to Queens to come down.
I'm going to the show this Saturday, so it's all good.
Where, in
New York.
In New York?
Yeah, the Paradise Theater, so it's all good.
Saturday.
All right, well, thanks for calling, man. Thanks for calling. Hey, tell us again, where you going to be this Saturday?
We're going to be at the Paradise Theater in the Bronx.
Paradise Theater in the Boogie Down.
Drew Hill and Faith Evans, baby.
Drew Hill and Faith. Actually, I saw that. I saw that on the site. That's what's good. I wish I could actually fly up there. Got an engagement already. But again, I'm working with the team to actually try to pull together some shows, TM Hyman, Radio Live on location. Hey, let me go down to area code 803, last four digits 9114. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on with Drew Hill.
Hey, it's 803,
that's Richmond, right?
Hello?
It's right next to it's somewhere.
Hello.
Hello,
tell us your name, where you're calling from. What's your name, where you calling?
Hey, it's Princess and Mike. We've been a Drew Hill fan for the longest, and I just want to say big ups to y'all. And, you know, I'm just so happy y'all are back. I definitely love the new album, and y'all just keep doing your thing.
That's what's good, man. Thank
you, baby.
Hey, y'all got like you said it at the top of the show, Nokio. You got loyal fans that's just gonna be there. So I can see how you gotta come back because you got a base that's there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And we like to thank all the fans that's been there for the past 12 years / 15 years. Well, 15 years, I probably know Nokio, but y'all been there for the past 12 years and we really appreciate all the love and support that you've been giving us because, man, it's like, you know, like Nokio was saying earlier, yo, we high on the charts with no radio airplay. So do me a favor, call into the radio stations if you already have it and start asking them to play some of that new drill stuff. I mean, I love our old stuff as much as y'all do, and so does the group. And it's like we love to hear that, but we want to hear what we're doing right now because, like I said, numbers don't lie. Ain't that what Jay said? Nope.
Numbers don't lie. Absolutely, numbers don't lie. Let's keep that new Drew Hill going. I got that Love MD coming up. After this, we got a financial report with Toya live from Delaware. Drew Hill, hang out with us. We're going to keep this going, all right? Again, finance report coming up by Toya live from Delaware. Love MD.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Feels like my last name is Motherfucker. First name you wanna bug it.
On the www.foresight.ciora.com for your pure health relief. Our finance segment coming up now with Toya coming to us live from Delaware tonight. Toya, it's on you. What you got?
Well, this evening I just wanted to give some tips to college students. We all know students are getting ready to go back to school, and a lot of them are out on their own for the first time. So the one thing I wanted to tell the college students is be very careful when you start to receive those credit card approvals, because you will start to receive student credit card approval notices. The one thing you need to do is make sure you choose a good card that is actually designed for you. You don't want to choose just any card that comes to you because they're offering you a free T-shirt or coffee mug and things of that sort. You need to make sure you read through any of the terms that the credit card agreement has noted. Make sure you check the fees and the interest rates to make sure you're comparing them to the other credit cards and things of that sort to make sure that you select the best credit card for you. Just one credit card is enough. You don't need several credit cards. You will find yourself getting into debt really easy, and it's not as easy to get out of debt. So you only need one card. Do not take the risk of getting more than one card and spending more money than you actually have to pay off. Only charge what you can afford to pay. If you don't have the cash to pay your balance in full every month when you use your credit card, then maybe you shouldn't be using it. Like I said before, it's really easy to rack up a bunch of debt, but it's a lot harder to pay that debt off. So only charge what you can afford to pay. You can buy a shirt that's $20 and do the interest and fees and things of that sort. You may end up paying $100 for a $20 shirt. So only charge what you can afford to pay. Again, pay your balance in full every month. You'll avoid carrying any type of credit card debt, any extra fees and things of that sort. So pay the balance in full every month. The one thing you want to avoid are cash advances. They may seem like a good idea, but they are not at all. You'll usually pay like a 2-4% cash advance fee plus any finance charges on the amount that you withdraw. A lot of people don't realize that the interest rate on a cash advance is a lot higher than your standard interest rate. And most of the time when you make payments on the credit card, the money is not applied to the cash advance first. So your interest rate and the fees will charge your balance to, will cause, excuse me, your balance to increase more than what you expect. So cash advances, leave them in the alone. If you really need money that bad, you will need to contact a family member or maybe a friend, but leave the cash advances alone. Make sure you stay under your credit limit. Remember, 40% of your credit limit is what you want to hit. Do not go above 40% of your credit limit. Do not buy things for your friends on your credit card because they don't have to pay the bill. You do. So avoid charging anything for friends. And the one thing that we normally do not tell customers and consumers to do, we do recommend for students, and that is don't be afraid to close a card. If you're getting irresponsible with your card, you're making purchases that you can't afford and that you can't pay off, instead of ruining your credit and accumulating a lot of debt, pay the card off and close it so that way you don't have to worry about using it again. And then the last tip that I have is just keep in mind that you're just now embarking upon your financial independence, and you don't have to buy up everything that you see. You need to be really smart when shopping and purchasing items. And again, only buy what you can afford.
Toya, we appreciate you. As always, Toya coming to us live from Delaware. This is my girl Dawn Bottles featuring Trina, TM Hyman Radio Live. Live Tonight, we are talking about staging the best personal or professional comeback. Everyone faces the opportunity to actually come back or reposition yourself to come back. Now, it's up to you to make it happen. It's up to you how successful your comeback is. I got Drew Hill with me tonight, and they staging one of the best comebacks ever with this new project, Andrew Pendant, today. Log on, www.drewhillonline.com. Check it out right now. You can buy the new record right from the site, all right? So log on to the site. Again, www.drewhillonline.com. Pick it up, pick it up. Cisco.
And this is live. This is live. Hey, man, your choice of music is pretty serious.
Hey, let me tell you this, though. Let me tell you this. I only play original music here, Cisco. That right there, Dawn just sent me that. Dawn sent me that day before yesterday. You know, so she was
on
the show.
Yo, that joint was kind of serious.
Yeah, yo, you send me whatever. You know what I'm saying? You send me whatever.
That's what's up.
And I'll play it.
That's what's up, because you definitely playing it. Man, I'm literally, while we on the phone, I'm in the studio right now. Tayo over there with Jazz and Woody, and they in the studio right now. I'm not sure what Nokio doing, but he don't need to be in the studio considering he wrote like 90% of the album.
Hey, he's trying to get it in.
He's trying, he's doing it.
And get it all.
He's doing it, but I mean, that's always been Nokio's personality, man. He's always been a musician, and, you know, we all are like really proud of each other for just kind of branching out and doing new and exciting things. I mean, Nokio got some snippets of his new music, Black Angel Down, on a new Drew Hill album, and it's getting rave reviews, man. And this guy, like, really just, I mean, no homo, but he really stepped out of the realm of comfortability and just, like, really doing something different. I mean, you know, from what he's doing with his look, as well as what he worked with us on our music, and then what he's doing with his group, man, he's just really, like, proving that, you know, he's, you know, himself as well as everybody in the group.
No doubt.
Are really just some incredible artists. Like,
right.
We're not copy cut, you know, we ain't cut from no cloth but the Drew Hill cloth, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we learn from everything, from old school to classical to rock and roll, and we do the best we can to pull it together so that hopefully we can, like, shed our music to the new generation and the new younger people, and maybe they can find something new in what we're doing, like, you know, how, you know, like Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj and even Drake, you know, with their company just jumping out there and just trying new things. I mean, come on, people, let's not stay stuck. You know, let's, like, open up, because music is alive, and that's what I believe Andrew Pendant is all about. And it's touching back on what your girl was saying when she did her stop down. What's her name again? That just was talking to the people.
She's on with us right now. That's Toya.
Oh, Toya. Yeah, she was saying basically what we were saying. Don't take them advances because you don't need them. I mean, and if you do take advance, take a little advance.
Right.
You want that equity.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's what took Drew Hill so long.
Fort Vance. Tell the people what you mean. I know what you're talking about, but tell the people what you mean when you
say
advance.
Well, what I'm saying is that, like, when you make a business decision with a company, like, just ask yourself what you're bringing to the table. And if you're bringing a lot to the table and you believe in yourself, then you don't have to take a big stack of money up front because you're going to have to pay that back. And that's basically what Toya was saying. It's like, you know, don't take no big advances. Dude, this is the 21st century. Ain't about taking somebody else's money. It's about working with someone so that everybody can get paid.
Right. I'm going to pause right there. Cisco, Toya actually had a question. I'm going to let her get her question in.
Yeah, well, first off, welcome back, you guys. It's been way too long. We, the fans, have been waiting, and we're really excited that you're back in the limelight again. Love the new CD.
That's what's up.
Especially Love MD and Back to the Future. Those are my two favorite joints on the CD. But I did hear the statistics of Nokio's song. Tell us a little bit about your band that you have, Nokio. I mean, it's a rock band, and that's
really outside of what most Drew Hill fans will probably listen to. But it's really dope. It's different. It's a different sound. And I appreciate it because I like different realms of music. But tell everyone a little bit about your group.
Well, like you're saying, the band is called Black Angel Down. And it, the way it came about was kind of funny because a couple of the guys in the band were actually part of a rock band that I managed for a few years. And, you know, we were just kicking around some ideas one day, and, you know, the bass player in the band kind of came to me and said, hey, man, you ever think about singing lead in the band? And I was like, well, no, because I'm the manager, and I felt like y'all was going to look at me like I was crazy. So, you know, it was like, nah, man, like, you should do it. So, you know, we kicked around some ideas, and, I mean, we actually, we recorded the album maybe, like, 2 months just going in, you know, shooting ideas back and forth. And, you know, I mean, like, I've always been in the rock real heavy, and I just felt like if for my first kind of solo outing, like, if I was going to do it and I was going to be serious about it, you know, I wanted to kind of challenge myself for real and say, can I do, you know, I can write an R&B song. Cool. I think people know that. But can I go in and not only write a rock song and create rock music, but in being a producer, can I take direction from somebody else? Because it's kind of hard to do that. So, like, I'm so used to producing and creating that, I went to the band and I said, you know what, I love rock music. You know, I think I could pretty much write and produce any genre of music that you set in front of me, but I'm going to take your lead and y'all tell me what to do. And I think maybe, like, after the first or second time I went in the studio with him, it was like, oh, man, I got this shit. Let's go. And we just started cranking songs out. And, I mean, it's a great feeling to have people hear the music and, you know, just, like, snippets of it and feel like, you know, it's something that they could get into. I mean, like, the album is, I mean, it's crazy. And the most of it, thing that was really important to me was that we make a rock album that's actually rock music, raw and uncut. You know, it's not hip hop rock. It's not like rock cut. It's like straight ahead, guitars in your face, getting it in.
Right.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. Folks, you are in tune to
TMI. Hey, no homo on that one.
Hey. You're in tune to TM Hobbit Radio Live. The lines are lit up. We're going to open up the lines, folks. Y'all hanging out there patiently. I guarantee you we're going to open up the lines. 917-889-3926 is the number to get it into this conversation we got going on right now. We're talking about staging the best personal or professional comeback ever with the dudes who are representing it the best for 2010. We got Drew Hill in the house. The economy has dealt us all, you know, a pretty bad hand off and on, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, you got to focus on what you're good at. You know, you got to hone your talents. And then you got to get your team together because I'm telling you, teamwork makes the dream work. To hell with what you heard. These cats are a team. They're a family. They're holding it down. It's Drew Hill. Area code 757, last four digits, 8125. 757, that's VA. 8125. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. How are you staging your comeback? What's good?
What's up? This Shot calling from North Virginia.
What's cracking, Shot?
What's up? What's up, Drew Hill fam?
What up?
Hey, I want to say congrats, though, first and foremost, man, on the comeback, man. You know what I mean? I've been listening to y'all for a while, you know. You done did some things to y'all music, man, you know. But on the comeback, man, on the comeback, man, y'all, look, I respect the comeback, man. You know, I haven't listened to the album yet, man, but I anticipate to go out there and get it, man. True indeed, I support, man. You know what I mean? I want to ask y'all a question, man, at first, you know, kind of like, is there some, do y'all have like a profound, as a group, a profound accomplishment that y'all all can say has, you know, basically paved the way for y'all to come back with another album? You know what I'm saying? Is it a profound accomplishment?
This is
think of.
This is Cisco, and I can say that, man, through God's grace, we have, like, really had a lot of accomplishments. I mean, the first, our first number one single was How Deep Is Your Love, which Nokio did over with his rock band, Black Angel Down. And when we did that video, it was a lead single for Rush Hour. And they sent us all the way out to Hong Kong to shoot the video. And at the time, we had gotten paid the most ever for any artist to get paid for a soundtrack song. And then it's like, you know, from that to Wild Wild West working with Will Smith to having like a gajillion number one R&B singles to even God Blessing Me with breaking Elvis Presley's record with Incomplete. So, I mean, I don't think it's really one specific thing that I could say. I mean, and I don't mean to talk for the whole group. If the group have anything that they want to say, they can always chime in. But I don't think it's been one scenario that made us feel like it was time for a comeback, or one specific thing that made us feel like it was the pinnacle of our success, because through God's grace, every time we would do one thing, somehow we would beat that record and do something else. Like even with, you know, our show on Centric, Platinum House, it's like the number one rated show on the station. And, you know, it's only been now, I mean, the last episode played the other day, and already they've been putting a petition online for a second season. And we weren't even planning on doing a second season, but, you know, it's just like Nokio said, you put the Drew Hill symbol up in the air, and we're going to rise to the occasion and do what we need to do.
No doubt. Thank you for your comment, Shot, coming out of VA. We got area code 803, last four digits, 9114. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Mike. We're calling from down here in South Carolina.
All right, Mike.
Me and my Aunt Princess.
Tell Peter Pony I said what's up.
What's your comment tonight, Mike?
Me and my girl, we've always been a Drew Hill fan. Drew, throughout high school, I rock your hairstyles. I've dyed my hair. I've tried to get to the best mom not clothes you wear. And we've just really been a fan, man. We've really been supportive. And she really likes, you know, your songs and everything, and I do too, you know what I'm saying?
And all right, we appreciate your comment and your feedback. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And so, basically, you know, we was, you know, kind of, one of them used to come out with something else, and she was telling me about it and everything, so, you know, we're very supportive of everything that you guys do. You know, we'd like to see y'all, you know, get back, you know, like y'all doing now, and make some more stuff, man.
What they're doing it for is, Mike, log on to www.drewhillonline.com. Pick up that record, Mike. All right? Pick up that record, and you and your girl hang out to Drew Hill. Area code 313, last four digits, 3691. 3691. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You got Drew Hill.
Hello?
Hola.
Hey, what's
up? ¿Cómo está?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey. My name is Dana Dan. I'm coming from Detroit.
In the building.
Yeah.
Detail.
Yeah. I just wanted to let y'all know I love y'all. I've been a fan forever. And I got two copies of the CD, one for the house and one for the car.
Hey, that's
what's
up. And
I want to know where I can get mine signed. Like, can I mail it to you and y'all sign it for me?
No, I believe we're going to be in Detroit right around probably like November-ish. We're probably going to be in Detroit. So, like, when you hear we coming, just come through and we got you.
That's what's up, for real, though. And I just want y'all to know I love y'all.
Yeah, don't spend that out. We can steal that shit.
Shout out at your assistant. What? Don't forget to shout out y'all assistant. What's her name? Rochelle?
the show, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'll be talking to her on Twitter. She went, girl, that's all good. But thank y'all very much, and y'all keep it up. Keep it up. Because y'all on point, and y'all going right. to be on point forever. Because good music lasts forever.
Hey, that's real Detroit. That is real Detroit. Hey, it's 11:13 in Miami. It's 11:13 here in Tampa, Florida, where I am. It's 11:13 in Baltimore, but believe it or not, it's like 6:13 a.m. tomorrow in Baghdad. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We're talking to Drew Hill, multi-platinum recording artist. You can check him out every Monday on Centrix. It's Keith Sweat's Platinum House, all right? 917-889-3926.
And they got to get it in. They got to get it in because we moving up on the hour and got to go pay them bills.
Hey, let's support Drew Hill, folks. Log on www.drewhillonline.com. www.drewhillonline.com. Tell me after this.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Tell me what you want.
Diamond Radio Live. Jump on the lines, 917-889-3926. We got our special guest, Drew Hill, tonight. We've been talking about staging a best comeback, personally or professionally. Yo, check it out. If you're up north in the Bronx, New York, you know, Connecticut, Philly, New Jersey area, yo, this Saturday, August 14th, Drew Hill and Faith Evans, that's the dynamic duo right there as far as entertainment. That's good entertainment right there. The Paradise Theater.
Man, hey, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're good. You're good.
We definitely learned. We learned from Faith coming up because, you know, that was that whole Puffy camp with, you know, Faith, Mary J. Blige, Jodeci. But in saying that, man, and it was a fitting end because you played our first song that we came out with that went platinum, our first single ever that we put out went platinum, and then all of our albums, thank God, went platinum after that. So we want to thank y'all. We want to say goodnight to y'all. We appreciate, hey, man. I appreciate, hey, this ain't going to be the last time we talk.
Hey, no doubt. No doubt. And we about to drop. You know what I'm saying, which is quite appropriate. We appreciate y'all dudes for hanging out. Obviously, you know, we're gonna keep spinning it all. You know what I'm saying? We want to let everybody know
show.
In the world. This show is worldwide, just in case anybody's confused.
Oh,
we got cats tuned in right now in the UK. I got you. The UK is hitting me up right now. I got Baghdad tuned in. We got soldiers in Baghdad listening. Big up to Sergeant Medley and that fleet out there. Tuned in right now. Believe it or not,
well,
we got.
I tell you what, hey man, before we leave, you think you could pull one or two of those calls up? You know, considering they call from so far away.
Oh no, absolutely. Hold on 1 minute, all right? Bear with me 1 minute, folks. You on tune to 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. That's Cisco who's actually asking the soldiers to put your hand up. You gotta hit one. On the phone, you got to raise your hand in order for the line to be open. Cisco's trying to talk to some of the soldiers tonight. Cisco, just to let you know, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning out there. Folks, you got to hit one on the phone. You got to hit one on the phone. That's Cisco actually wanting to give some big ups to the soldiers out there.
It's like that over in UK too, right?
Yes. Well, they're not as far back as they're not as far back. I think it's like an hour
not
difference.
Not quite as far back, but I know Baghdad is like hop, skipping a jump from Dubai, and I've been there before. So
okay, I can't see the telephone number, so I can't ask you. Okay, here we go. I hope this is somebody that's a soldier. The line is open to you. You're talking to Cisco tonight. Your numbers is just 111111111. You're from out of the country. You're from out of the country.
That's the Matrix.
I'm one more time, sir.
It's the Matrix.
Go ahead, sir. You said that's the Matrix. All right.
Well, no, that was Nokia. I said it was the Matrix.
Okay. Well, if you just say, if you want to say something, you got Nokia and Cisco on the line. Well, folks, just go ahead and big up our servicemen that's tuned in.
Oh, y'all must have forgot about Jazz and Tayo. That's how y'all do, though. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yo, Mighty, y'all quiet over there getting ready for the concert tomorrow, man.
I mean, we wait for a breath, brother. That's all, you know.
Hey, you had to jump in here, Jazz. You had to jump in here, Tayo. Again,
I want to shout out everybody in the service. This Tayo. My little sister was actually in the service. And her husband both was over in Iraq. So I just want to shout out everybody, all the troops that's doing what they do for this country. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
No, absolutely. I had a couple of questions before y'all run. Okay, I know y'all in the studio working, but again, we appreciate your time and your realness. And this is a real show. We talk about real things. If you just go back and look at the archive, listen to the archive shows. For folks that's actually watching the Platinum House every week, you know, and really don't understand the business of all of this. You know, they see what seems to be feuding back and forth. So I'm glad that, you know, you can actually come on this show and you'll all be together kind of showing the reality of what's happening. TV is made for TV. But for cats who are really trying to be successful, really trying to stage real comebacks professionally, tell us about the real work and the realness of what it really takes for young 20, 30, young black men to really be successful together. See, because you obviously could be successful as individuals, but, again, it's teamwork that makes the dream work, and it's not easy. I mean, tell us about really what it takes to make all of the bullshit works.
I mean, just Nokia. I mean, just to give you the short version, you know, the first thing is, you know, you got to believe in, you know, yourself. I know that's cliches, but, you know, it's like you got to believe in yourself and know what it is that you want to do and know who it is that you want to be. And once you do that, then you can perfect your role in your group to 100% to where, you know, you're bringing that energy to however many other people that, you know, you have around you. You know, you keep your integrity and you have to agree to disagree because, you know, especially in a situation like ours where you bringing these four people together that, you know, are really talented and, you know, like you said, everybody knows what they're doing individually, you know, you're not going to agree all the time. You're not going to agree most of the time, for real. But when it comes down to it, if you know what your role is in that situation and you're comfortable in it, then you always get to shine because that's usually the problem with groups. Like, they don't, somebody doesn't feel like they get a chance to shine. But when you know, like for me, you know, I never really sang, but I said, you know what, I'm going to be the best background singer and I'm going to be the sexy nigga. And that's going to be my role for right now.
Right.
And I did that shit, you know, to 100%, and then, you know, added on the producing and writer stuff. But initially, coming into the situation, it's like, all right, this is what I can be best at because I got these other guys around me, and this guy is best at this, so ain't no need for me to do that, and this guy is the best at this, ain't no need for me to do that. So, you know, those few steps right there, you know, really are the foundation of longevity and whatever it is. And that's just not being in a group as far as music. That's any group, you know, your team at work, you know, your family, everything. You know, that foundation will lead to you being able to last a long time in any situation.
No doubt. I know it's a few other people there. I don't want to, you know, not give Tayo an opportunity.
That's right.
You chiming in, Tayo?
Oh, my bad. What, I forgot what y'all was talking about. That was, you know, what was going on? My bad.
Ultimately, we're talking about making it work. Making it work. The cohesiveness amongst yourselves. But you know what, Miss Willingham, did you actually have a question for the dudes before we try to wind this down?
No, I didn't chime in with the question. I was just wanted to hear the guys. I hadn't heard from them in a while. I was just excited to hear them. I'm just speechless that they, you know, they're coming back and they're sounding great. I really, really didn't have a question. I just wanted to say congratulations. I'm proud of you guys. I pray that you continue to be a blessing to us and that God continues to bless you guys and just keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. Folks, log on to www.drewhillonline.com. www.drewhillonline.com. That Independence Day is what you need. You need it in your car. You need it in your
for
office.
Sure.
You need it in your iPod. You know what I'm saying? Check
it
out.
You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on iTunes as well.
Area code 646. Last four digits 8425. You're one of the last calls tonight, folks. Thank you for your support. I couldn't get everybody in tonight. You know, big up to, it looks like, Rochelle that's in the chat tonight. Princess FAA in the chat tonight. Kitty B1 in the chat tonight.
No. Yeah, that's Rochelle. Rochelle is a part of our team, and she is head of, like, digital promotions and marketing. So big up to Rochelle.
Hey, Rochelle, hang out with me, Rochelle. We need to get together so we can really blow the roof off of this Independence Day. Area code 646, last four digits 8425. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on with Drew Hill.
Hey, this is Kitty Brown. I'm calling from Tokyo. What's up, Drew Hill?
Tokyo is in the building.
Yo.
What's up?
I just wanted to give y'all a shout out since you guys were, you know, talking about worldwide and everything.
Hey, I just wanted the dudes to know that they were worldwide tonight. I wanted them to know that TM Hyman.
Tiki Brown, do we know you?
Yes, you know me, Cisco.
There you go.
Can you turn your radio down?
Who, me?
Hey, you know your voices, huh, Cisco? You know your voices.
No, I'm just saying, is this the same Tiki Brown that was in Japan?
Yeah.
Well, can you please tell Drew Hill right now that you were asking when Drew Hill was going to come to Japan? Because I went back and I said they was asking for us, and you were one of the ones that was saying it. Do you remember when that girl drew that picture of us?
Yes.
You was backstage. You saw that picture, right?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
We thought you was lying, Cisco. I was like Teo. I was like Teo Nokio. I was like, why Cisco up there lying like that? He know ain't nobody asked for nobody in Tokyo.
This is Tiki Brown. This is Tiki Brown. She's an artist as well. She was in Japan. She saw
Nokio. He wasn't lying, Nokio.
So why this nigga sound like the IRS at his door? I did pay my taxes. I did. I'm telling you.
I'm saying I'm
trying to
all innocent. Proof
is
there. Let's chop it up.
I did.
Chopping up beef.
That's one person.
Hey,
he's still alive.
Hey, we appreciate
lying.
You. I believe. We
don't care what you say. He was lying
tonight, Mama. We appreciate that phone call.
You're always lying.
Hey, tell us what time it is. What time is it in Tokyo, baby? What time is it in Tokyo?
It is about 12:30 in the afternoon in Tokyo.
It's 12:30 noon right now in Tokyo. We appreciate the love tonight all the way from Tokyo. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is classic right here. You can actually wait until about 15 minutes after 12, and this will be a podcast that you can actually download to your iPod, walk around and listen to it for the rest of your life, only right here at TM Hyman Radio Live, www.drewhillonline.com. Do me a favor. Flood the damn website right now. Pick up the record. Pick up the record. Yo, I'm going to ask my dudes to hang out. You know what I'm saying? Let us get this right. Let us get this one out right here. This is called She Wants Me. It's off of Drew. Come on now. Drew Hill's brand new In Drew Pendence Day. www.drewhillonline.com.
.com.
She Wants Me. TM Hyman Radio Live. Big up to Kay Walker. Big up to Kashimi. Big up to Kitty B1. You on tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Drew Hill, She Wants Me, off that new Andrew, wow. Andrew Pendence Day. www.drewhillonline.com. Hey, if you're up north, Drew Hill, Faith Evans this Saturday, August 14th. It's the Paradise Theater.
And we got a show in Pittsburgh on Sunday.
On the 15th, on Sunday, Pittsburgh. Las Vegas on the 21st. Baltimore on the 11th. And we're going to try to add some dates to keep it moving, folks. TM Hyman Radio Live, broadcasting live from Las Vegas, starting Wednesday the 26th. Hanging out with Steve Harvey and the crew, the Hoodie Awards. Come hang out with us live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're out there until Tuesday, folks. Jump on the lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, my dudes, I did want to ask Jazz and Teo a specific question to the two of you. Because you have more laid-back roles, what is it that people think they know about the two of you that they really have no idea? Specific to Jazz and Teo. If y'all are even listening to the show right now, going once, going twice, Nokio and Cisco. What is
Don't
it
see
that
the man in this head talking to you.
What is it that people think they know they have no idea?
Man, that's a. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, like this Nokio. I mean, like I could say for me, like this whole process, you know, between the, you know, the TV show and everything is probably, I've probably been the most open, I guess, that I have, like, in my career. Like, usually
right.
I don't
right.
really,
real laid back.
You know,
right.
yeah, divulge any, you know, information about nothing, for real, past my government name, which I wish people ain't had, but... Yeah, so, you know, but I mean,
I got you.
I mean, I guess maybe that, you know, I'm probably not as, how do I put it, constantly confrontational as the show that made
makes
it
you appear.
Seem,
right, right.
You
That's
know
a lot of editing,
like,
right? That's
you know,
a lot of editing and chopping,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
like, and I ain't, and hold up, and I ain't no motherfucking liar.
Hold on, can I finish?
No, fuck that. I'm not a liar. I tell the truth.
That's right. And I understand why you want to clarify that.
So,
I understand why you want to clarify that.
You're right, because I don't be lying.
Right.
I'm telling the truth.
Right.
So I ain't mean to cut Nokio off, but I ain't no motherfucking liar.
Right.
Straight like that. I tell the truth. People can feel what they want to feel about what I say. But I don't lie.
Can I ask this question?
Well, I do lie, but I don't lie to the group.
Can I ask this question? Did it really go down? Did it really go down like that, or did the editing really make it seem like it led up just
that?
No, I mean everything that you know, I could say for me, shooting it show that everything that happened was like. I made sure that whatever they caught on the camera was what I wanted them to use on TV. So, I mean, like, of course they're going to pick the best parts, you know, or the, you know, most dramatic parts or whatever for TV. But, I mean, I could say for the most part that, you know, I was definitely cussing the whole time we were shooting the show.
Right. That's
definitely a lot of cussing. Definitely a whole lot of, you know, yelling and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the thing about it is, once again, you gotta know your role within what it is that you're doing, and it's not that. I'm not that person, for real. It's just that's the side of me that people don't really get to see unless it's a problem.
Right.
You know, like, you don't really want me to get to that point, for real. So it's like, everybody can be laid back, because then, you know, that shit would have been boring. You know, like watching paint dry on the wall. That everybody can't just be hyped, because then it's like, come on, man. Like, do these motherfuckers act like this all the time, for real? So, you know,
But to chime in on, I didn't mean to cut you off, but to chime in on it.
I believe you did now. Because that's like the second time. You know, I really believe that you did mean to cut me off.
Okay. I was just chiming in on what you were saying, and I just wanted to say that it's the same thing like what Tayo be saying, that, you know, sometimes things get a little heated, but you're dealing with, like, four leaders, four people that are masters of their own domain, four people that are very talented in what they do. And, like, most of the time when we have disagreements, it's because everybody is really passionate about what they talk about, and they really feel, you know, the way that they feel, but it's still family. So even if we don't get along, or even if it's a fight that day, it's nothing. Like, you know, me and Nokia, we all, even just now, y'all just seen it. It's always like a kind of, like you said on the show, we be fighting until we the last people on earth. But at the end of the day, man, that's my brother.
Right.
Like, I know Nokia for damn near 20 years. I mean, his hair was blonde before mine. You know what I mean? And it's like, I had the most radical haircut when we first started the group, and now his is the most radical, and he's doing the most radical things within the group. And it's just that kind of family vibe within musicians. And it's just, like I said, music is alive, and our group is alive. And, you know, ain't nobody no punk. So if somebody, like, feel a certain way, they're going to say what they feel. And, you know, if somebody disagree, like Nokia was saying earlier, sometimes you
just like, I'm your range, say how I feel. I do what I do because I don't give a fuck. Now, on a side note to that, worldwide, we love y'all. We love our fans. Cisco, you need to hit Joanne Brown up because she blowing you up on Facebook. And
what?
Yeah.
Let me find out.
Hey, fellas.
I think that's what Carmen was trying to tell me earlier today.
My wife would like to let you know that Joanne Brown is hitting you up because she has been all saying for 4 years that she bought two copies of the CD, and she just seen us in New York, and she want to know why you don't be responding to her Facebook and Twitters.
All right, thanks for getting up the bus and putting me under it and tagging the bus over my car. I appreciate it.
Hey, this is a beautiful thing right here, folks. This is a beautiful thing. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Hold up.
Let me side note that, though.
Go ahead, brother.
Joanne Brown is a fan. She is not nobody that nobody is trying to holler at or nothing else in the world. I need to clear that up. She is a fan. She is a diehard fan. She puts a lot of posts on the intranet. You know what I'm saying? You know, she does a lot of Facebooking and Twitter rings on the internet.
Well, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want her twittering about me.
Uh-oh. Well, you next, brother.
Hey, fellas, you're some real cats.
Wait. I'm sorry, Joanne, we love you. It's nothing. This was just a shout out. Nokia, thank you for telling me. I probably wasn't looking. Carmen was trying to tell me earlier. I think I missed it when I was playing my video game.
Hey, Drew Hill fans in the building. Definitely shout out the wifey, Nokia. Go for it.
Yeah, shout out to my wife, Carmen. Hold me down. Make sure everything is everything. Love you.
Absolutely. Yo, everybody can go ahead and get the shout-outs. Yeah, Jazz and Tayo, y'all tuned in, brothers?
Yo, honestly, I believe that they, because I told you they were in the studio.
They recorded.
I believe that they are literally recording right now.
Gotcha.
They can hear us in the background.
Gotcha.
I think it's them texting me.
Gotcha.
Oh, can we get a big shout-out to Kevin Peck, our manager in Powerful Entertainment.
Hey, I'll tell you, Kev set this up along with Dawn. Bishop set this up.
I meant to say to you,
man, I definitely remember meeting you in the airport.
Hey, yeah,
a lot
going
on
absolutely.
That
day. Hey, no.
There's a lot going on that
I,
day,
I totally
yes,
understood,
sir.
Dude, but it's y'all a fam, official, you know what I'm saying? So it's,
no
it's,
doubt, man.
Yeah, it's all good. We're going to help to push this record. Big up to Sade 30 online chatting with Drew Hill tonight.
What's up, Sade?
Big up to, again, Kitty B1, Kanisha, Kay Walker, I Am Boom, and a whole bunch
Cheyenne,
of other folks.
Jamira.
Yeah, a whole bunch. 9466-935-9332-8869. All over the world, you're in tune to TM Hotman Radio Live. We've been talking about staging the best personal or professional comeback ever. Drew Hill, they real dudes just like the next dude that's trying to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? The difference between and them is that you don't have a camera following you. You don't have writers and publishers following you, telling your business, exploiting your business. They trying to get it the best way they can. They focused. They grinding. Support it. www.
Man, to everybody, for real though, to
doing
everybody
it. Doing
there,
it. Absolutely.
You know, like what happened for real with us, you know, and this is just a testament for real to really, like I was saying earlier, believing in who you are and knowing who you are and what you want to be. We got our deal on the day that we decided it was going to be the last day that we were going to try to get a deal.
Right, right. We did.
Wow. Wow.
We was a gospel group that day.
Yeah, you know, it had been, like, we had been grinding it out, you know, like.
That's real.
You know, the opportunities that we had weren't working out, you know, and it was kind of like, all right, you know, what are we going to do for the rest of our lives? Like, you know, not that we was getting way older, but, you know, it was like, all right, we got to start thinking about what we going to do for real. And it was that last trip that we took that turned into everything that you know now. So it's, you know, it's just like once you get your mindset on it, you know. And like for me, like I can remember telling my grandparents, like, I'm not going to college, I'm gonna be famous. And they looked at me like, what? And my grandfather was like, being famous ain't no job.
Right.
And my grandmother cried, and you know, it was like, I'm not going to college because I'm going to be famous. That's just,
right.
That's what I felt in my heart. And,
that's what
you know,
did. That's what you did.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah, could have done something else, but like just to chime in on what he was saying, don't give up on your dream, man. But not giving up on your dream don't mean don't take care of your responsibilities. Like, do what you got to do, but like don't give up on your dream. Like, your dream could be your main job, and paying your bills could be your hobby.
Absolutely.
That's what I did. I worked three jobs at once. No, you was working like two jobs too, right?
Yeah, you had to work that one though. One not working.
Right.
Yeah, Peck has this phrase in his email that I actually wrote down. You know, Kev Peck, it said, don't make a living, create a lifestyle. You know, and you know that's what Drew Hill did. That's what Nokio did.
Well,
that's what Cisco did.
Oh, that's what we doing. That's what we doing, brother.
Absolutely.
So yo, in closing, I just like to say on behalf of myself, and Noka speak for himself, I speak for Jazz and Nokio, and even Woody that chimed in. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all love and support. And Nok, you close it out.
Yo, Independence Day is in stores right now. Go get it. Don't go get it just because I'm telling you. Well, yeah, go get it because I'm telling you. No, I'm just joking. But for real, I mean, being serious, you know, even beyond the fact that we're Drew Hill and we've, you know, made all these albums and records and everything. You're talking about a group of black men who are entrepreneurs, who own a company, who are able to take all the success that we had hook up with a man like Kedar Massenburg. And
yeah,
like we touched on earlier, honestly say that this is our album.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going out and you're purchasing the album, you're not just buying our music, you're buying into the dream that millions of people around the world have to have ownership in something that they created.
Absolutely.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
I second that, and Jazz and Tao and Woody third that. So does Kevin.
Hey, big up to Kev, Kev Pack. Big up to, again, Dawn. Appreciate it, Dawn. Cisco,
okay.
Nokia.
Yeah,
you know
big up, Bishop. Yeah, big up, Rochelle.
Absolutely. You know, appreciate y'all again. You're officially fam here. You can come back. You can come back as a team. You can come back representing, you know, as individuals. However, folks, if you're up north, it's a concert. Faith Evans, Drew Hill this Saturday. Turn around.
Oh, no.
Check him
oh,
out.
Wait.
Go ahead.
No, the
I'm
last
sorry.
Thing I wanted to say, I just wanted to say, we are a nonprofit organization called Dreams Come Drew. And
Dreams
no,
Come Drew.
Like maybe you could explain a little.
Yeah, I mean, it was just something that came up because of the fact that, you know, like we've had so much success and, you know, even beyond the success, we've had so many chances, you know, because it's not like we made albums every year, 2 years, like, you know, we've taken a good amount of time off in between albums, and we've had so many chances to be able to, you know, come back into the industry after, you know, being away and receive all this love from, you know, our fans and the people that support us. So, you know, it was kind of like we need to figure out something that we could do to just give back. So, you know, the whole Dream Comes Drew thing is kind of like, if you got something out there that, you know, you want to see happen, you know, it's almost anything. It's like any dream that you have that you want to see come true, give us a holler, www.drewhillonline.com. And we may not be able to do everything, but we're going to try our best to do as much as we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fellas, appreciate it. Thank you very much. This is a throwback. Check out the new joint. Check it out, www.drewhillonline.com. Check it out right now. Andrew Pendence Day. This is a throwback. It's beauty. TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks,
all right,
man.
Yeah.
Muhammad Radio Live. Beauty, Drew Hill, www.drewhillonline.com is the site. TM Hyman Radio Live is the program. Blog Talk Radio is the network. Toya is her name. Thanks for hanging out. Hey,
yes.
That was pretty real.
It was. Nokia and Cisco sat in the whole time.
Yeah,
and other fellows had some projects they were working on. But I was really glad to hear that Woody is still
in the
mix.
They were real about it, right? They were real about it, right?
They were, and I was really interested in finding out what was going on with Woody. I know that he was working on gospel projects, and the one thing I wanted to know is, were they all still, you know, keeping in touch, and it's still, you know, like a family, and what's Woody up to? And it was really nice to hear that he's still in the mix of the things with the fellas. So that's
beautiful
the one thing,
thing
I really loved from the interview. Yes.
Beautiful thing. Ms. Willingham, are you there? I know you were live earlier. Producers say you were plugged in, but I haven't heard you.
Oh, I'm definitely here. The gentlemen were talking so much, I just couldn't get in.
Okay, well, I came back. We missed Ms. Willingham's segment tonight, but we'll have her back on Friday. Folks, we are back live on Friday. We're talking about, is it heavy flirting or sexual harassment? Heavy flirting or sexual harassment? Hey, again, if you are up north in the Bronx this Saturday, check out Faith Evans and Drew Hill. This has been an oh-so-real program. We are, you know, in it to win it. Love somebody. Do something. Be of good service to somebody. Toya, Dee Dee, appreciate you. Drew Hill, hey, anytime, come back. Yo, be safe. One love.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk.